Several years ago, through a mutual friend, I was invited to dinner at the home of the then president of NBC. It was a distinctly odd affair. Among the two dozen or so guests, there were quite a few producers and directors, all dressed in black, men and women. There were investment bankers, a very stiff Danish lady whose name I never got, a jeweler who unbelievably was trying to sell diamond necklaces and other baubles during the meal, an ambassador's wife, sundry other folk, and yours truly, a wee boy from Belfast, Northern Ireland. When you're introduced as a priest at these kind of parties, you never quite know what you're letting yourself in for, and sure enough, as we were standing around sipping wine before the meal began, the Danish lady asked me what I thought about reincarnation. She informed me that she was a very old soul and that she'd always been a monk or a nun in her past lives and had been martyred several times. I just listened and made polite, "How very interesting," sounds until someone came along, changed the subject and rescued me. But as I was driving home that evening, I found myself thinking about Advent in the light of what that Danish lady had been saying. She believes that it is her destiny to go around and around through various cycles of existence until she is perfected and merits some kind of salvation. Unlike her, I don't believe that I've been on this planet before, and when I die, I believe I will go to God. My salvation comes not from my own efforts or virtue, but comes as a free gift from my Lord and Savior. And yet, there is a certain circularity to our Christian faith. Each year, we go through the cycle of Advent to Christmas, to Lent, to Easter, to Pentecost, and back to Advent again. In today's gospel, Jesus urges us to be watchful and alert. If we don't do that, if we're not alive to the signs of the times, then the season will be wasted. We'll end up just going through the motions one more time. This Advent season, like the other seasons, invites us to open our hearts, our minds, and our souls to allow God to enter more deeply into the core of our being. St. Paul, in the second reading, reminds us that we are not lacking in any spiritual gift. For as long as we live and breathe, we must use those gifts to let the Word of God enter more fully into us and so transform us. Advent asks us to consider the cycle of sin, repentance, and forgiveness in our own lives. That same dynamic was at play with the chosen people. Look at our first reading from Isaiah. It was written at a time when Jerusalem lay in ruins and the people's only hope was in God. Our passage today is a turning point for them because they finally begin to admit their guilt, acknowledging that even their good deeds are like polluted rags. It marks a conversion, a turning around of their lives. And like the Israelites in today's first reading, we too might ask, "Why do you let us wander, O Lord, from your ways and harden our hearts so that we fear you not?" Are we willing to bite the bullet as they did and own up to the fact that we are vulnerable to sin? Rather than being watchful and alert, aren't we really experts at defiance, postponement, and escape? Every Mass, like every Advent, begins with a call to repentance and a plea for mercy. How real is that for us? Don't we, at least sometimes, just tend to go through the motions? How often do we make a real request to God, that God come into our lives and make us new? How willing are we to make the changes in our attitudes, in our behaviors, that a real conversion requires? These are tough questions and not a lot of fun to consider. As a sort of reward for our efforts, however, Isaiah at the end of the first reading gives us some of the loveliest images in the Bible. "Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. Like the lump of clay on the wheel, we might wobble and get bent out of shape a bit, but the hand of the potter is always there to steady us, to reform us into the people that we are called to be." Let us pray in this Advent season that we will be among the faithful and watchful disciples when the Lord returns to us. We ask for the grace to return to the Lord from our wanderings and for our hearts to yield to the work of God's kind, guiding hands, so that we will be ready to welcome the Word of God who is to come among us.